This is VOA News, reported by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Streets in some of Myanmar's main cities were nearly deserted on Tuesday as opponents of military rule held so-called silent strikes, marking the first anniversary of a coup that led to deadly chaos and snuffed out tentative step towards democracy. The United States, Britain, and Canada imposed new sanctions on the military and joined other countries in calling for a global halt in arms sales to Myanmar a year after Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government was overthrown. Since its bloody suppression of protests in the weeks following the coup, the military has faced armed resistance on multiple fronts in the countryside from groups allied with the ousted government. State media on Tuesday said junta chief Min Aung Hlaing extended a state of emergency for a further 6 months to address threats from, quote, internal and external saboteurs and terrorist attacks and destruction. Canadian authorities on Tuesday moved to end a protest convoy of trucks and other vehicles that had been blocking a major U.S. border crossing in Alberta since Saturday. The protest was taking place at one of the busiest ports of entry on the Canada-United States border, and it was part of a larger Canadian protest against vaccine mandates and other COVID-19 restrictions. While truckers in Western Canada blocked traffic, other truckers descended on Ottawa over the weekend, deliberately blocking traffic around Parliament Hill. Organizers had raised millions for the cross-country so-called Freedom Truck Convoy against vaccine mandates. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday accused the West of ignoring Moscow's security concerns and of using Ukraine as a tool to contain Russia, though he said he hoped a solution could be found to end spiraling tensions. Putin said the Kremlin was studying a response from Washington and NATO to Moscow's security demands, but that it had been far from adequate. They were his first public remarks for weeks on the crisis, which has been fueled by fears of Russian invasion of Ukraine. Tensions between Russia and the West have reached levels not seen since the end of the Cold War, as Moscow has massed more than 100,000 troops near its borders with Ukraine. Western leaders have accused Moscow of preparing an invasion of its pro-Western neighbor and warned of severe consequences if it does invade. Guinea-Bissau's president on Tuesday said he survived heavy fire for 5 hours during an attempted coup, which he claimed killed or injured many people in the unstable West African country. He told reporters he faced, quote, sustained fire from heavy arms for 5 hours with a military advisor, minister, and two bodyguards in the capital, Bissau, during a plot to, quote, kill the president of the republic and the entire cabinet. He said, quote, the attackers could have spoken to me before these bloody events that have seriously injured many and claimed lives. Coup-prone Guinea-Bissau struggles with a reputation for corruption during corruption and drug smuggling, and the president alluded to such activity. The former Portuguese colony is an impoverished coastal state of around 2 million people lying south of Senegal. Disaster hit Tonga will go into lockdown Wednesday evening after the Pacific Island nation reported two port workers who had been helping distribute international aid had become infected with the coronavirus. The urgent announcement by the country's prime minister appeared to confirm fears among Tongan officials that the aid pouring in following a devastating volcanic eruption and tsunami last month could also usher in COVID-19 to a nation that had previously been living virus-free. Indeed, officials had expressed concern to relief workers that an outbreak of the virus could represent a bigger danger to Tonga than the tsunami, which killed three people and left dozens homeless. Four nations have been lining up to deliver aid, with ships and planes arriving from Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Britain, and China. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.